When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pros, for the brands you trust to get the job done right, start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the power you need and at the right prices. Stop in today and pick up a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And stock up on saw blades and save $4 on a Spider Framing and Construction 7¼-inch 24-tooth steel circular saw blade, now $5.98. Whatever you need to get the job done, and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11 U.S. only.
Families of two people killed in a terror attack in London on Friday, attending a vigil today alongside Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other dignitaries.
There was a two-minute silence to pay tribute to those who died. 25-year-old Jack Merrill and 23-year-old Saskia Jones were killed when convicted terrorist Usman Khan went on a stabbing rampage near London Bridge. Both victims were attending a conference on prisoner rehabilitation. Members of the public intervened to stop the attacker as he crossed London Bridge. Police then shot him dead. The attack has become a political issue ahead of the election later this month. Both main political parties in the UK are blaming each other for failures which led to the early release of Usman Khan from prison. In London, Kitty Logan, Fox News.
A police chief in Wisconsin is confirming that a school resource officer shot an armed student at a high school in suburban Milwaukee after police say the suspect refused to disarm and pointed his gun at officers. The resource officer was alerted by another student that a 17-year-old classmate had a gun. And they say that student refused to drop the weapon when he was confronted in a classroom. He is in stable condition. Stocks are sliding in part over renewed concern about the trade talks with China after President Trump signed a bill supporting protesters in Hong Kong. But also getting part of the blame today, weak data here at home on construction and manufacturing.
ISM, this kind of gut check on global manufacturing of factory orders, coming in disappointing investors, if you like, contracting more than expected and for the fourth straight month. So this just reminds everybody the toll that we are paying for the U.S.-China trade war.
Fox Business Network's Deirdre Bolton at the New York Stock Exchange. Right now, the Dow is down 201 points. The NASDAQ dropping more than 1%. The S&P also lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. Well, real water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. And for many people, life kind of stops. I call it the HIB, the holiday information bubble, where people just, they just crawl inside the HIB and they don't watch cable news. They don't do anything. And they are almost apolitical. Now, the people that can't do that are people that are running for public office. So it is for the candidate for Congress in District 4, Sam Peters, who joins us in studio. For those of you that don't know, CD4 is one of the largest districts anywhere. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Sam Peters joining us in studio. And tell me how your Thanksgiving was. I'm assuming you did not knock on doors. I don't think it would be cool to be knocking on doors Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I did not knock on doors on Thanksgiving, and you are right. That would probably be very frowned upon.
But you have been everywhere else. You were in Ely a couple of weeks ago for a town hall. You had two town halls in Sun City, Summerlin. Nobody is going to outwork you.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that 100%. And yeah, I have. I've been in Ely. We did a town hall in Ely. We did one in Caliente for the Lincoln County folks. We did, like you said, two in Sun City. And we went to the Nye County, hosted an event in Tonopah. And we did an overnight up there and toured a little bit of Tonopah and got some knowledge on the mining activities that are happening up there and met some of the local folks and, you know, pressed the flesh a little bit.
Tell me what you're hearing from people.
Across the district, and I've answered, you've asked me that before, and I've said leadership. They want leadership, and it's still true. They want leadership. More local to that, they want their constitutional rights protected. There's fear on the Second Amendment stuff that's happening. There's fear on the sanctuary cities and county and state topics that are going on. There's fear on our paychecks, our economic development, the federal overreach that is abundant in Nevada. I mean, we've talked about it. 85% of the state is run by some form of the federal government, and you talk through the constituents in the district, and there is a lot of opportunity that is being lost because of this federal overreach. So they need somebody in there that's has an eye for economic development, an eye for business, and somebody that's willing to lead and lead that charge.
Are people asking you about impeachment?
It's funny.
I mean, no. Yeah. Because if you watch CNN, 98% of their programming is about impeachment. But then when I talk to people just in bars and restaurants and dry cleaners, it never comes up.
They ask me if I believe that it's the sham that they believe it is, and obviously, and I do. There's no evidence. There's no discussion. You mentioned the Horsford press release that I did, challenging him to a debate, and the question in that debate is really why he voted yes for impeachment. And I think I'm a constituent of CD4 right now. I'm a candidate, but I'm also a constituent. And I want to know why my congressman is voting to impeach a president with no evidence, no witnesses, with any substantial knowledge other than hearsay. You know, as a lawmaker and as a congressman, he owes that to us.
Let me ask you, if you were a member of the House of Representatives today, would you have voted for the impeachment inquiry?
No. Not without some form of evidence or some probable cause. I spent 10 years in law enforcement. You don't go beating down a door or getting a warrant without some sort of probable cause. And if there's no probable cause, you just don't go there. Or you try and you find the probable cause if there's some to be found. You don't make up investigations. You don't make up this impeachment process, which they seem to be doing at every turn.
And, you know, with your background in law enforcement, you would have been a great member of the House Judiciary Committee, which, by the way, on Wednesday is going to begin impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. What is it that's wrong about how the Democrats have gone about this? And because obviously the American people aren't buying this.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for 3 years. That's, you know, the first sign. They've gone, you know, with the Mueller report, they had $50 million, 2 years of doing this. They didn't get the results they wanted. It folded right in front of them. So, you know, the first thing they did was create another crisis. And it's got to be something else then. If it's not Russia, it's got to be Ukraine. It's got to be a phone call that's recorded. The transcripts have been released. No evidence has been found, but we're, you know, and as I think we mentioned it last time, Al Green, not the singer, you know, if we can't beat him, impeach him. And I think AOC's come out and said that more recently. So their game plan is very apparent, and it's a shame. And I want our representative, Horsford, to explain to us why.
Let me just ask you, because you came out with a press release that is headlined Peters, : Horsford is Pelosi puppet. Have you been able to calculate how many times he votes with Nancy Pelosi? There's usually an 80-90%, whatever it is, statistic. Do you have any stats on Stephen Horsford, what he's done?
Yeah, it's pretty public. And last I looked, it was 96-97%. It's pretty lockstep.
You might as well be Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not looking like it's going to get any better. The money that he's raised for his, you know, reelection campaign coming up, it's coming from the Pelosis. It's coming from, interestingly enough, PG&E in California, the energy company. It's coming from these other you know, congressmen and senators on the Democrat side. It's pretty apparent where his loyalty lies.
And let me just ask you, before you can get to Stephen Horsford, you've got a large field on the Republican side. Do we know yet, will we have town halls? And I don't mean just town halls where everybody does their 3-minute stump speech, but I'm talking about like debates.
There's going to be forums of some sort where candidates get to talk and you know, share their vision and what they want to do. Whether it's an actual open debate, that's up to each of the counties on how they run theirs.
Would you like a 7-person, 8-person, 9-person debate?
I would absolutely participate because I think I'm the candidate that's gonna win this seat and beat Stephen Horsford. As I'm demonstrating now, I'm going after him. You know, when you got a guy like him that's got a 13% rating from the Americans for Prosperity. Now, this is an organization that focuses on business and growing economies and et cetera. Our congressman has a 13% rating, and it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better as you look at other organizations that are grading him. You know, the immigration folks, USA. Numbers USA.org. They gave him a 1% rating. This is on this is on immigration. He's a 1%er. So it doesn't get any better. And you know, a debate to get to Horsford. If we need to do that, I'm in. Let's do it.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people look at this race and they're a little confused by it. Tell me what separates you from all these others. And by the way, there's some very good people in this race. I think you'd even admit that. There's some very, very good people in this race. But what is it that separates you?
Look, I applaud anybody that will stand up for their cause, their country, and want to get the right things done. What separates me is that I did it for 20 years as a military guy. I deployed to the Middle East 4 times. I've earned a Bronze Star. I've got a business that is thriving. In fact, we were just named best in Las Vegas in 2 categories. I have a proven track record of getting things done and making things happen in the right way. That's what we need in Congress. We don't need politicians. We don't need people who have practiced over and over again bureaucracy. We need people who will get things done. And that's what I have accomplished in my history, and that's what I'll continue to practice when I get in Congress.
More from Sam Peters. Sam Peters is running for Congress in Congressional District 4. How big a district is it? Well, we'll tell you how big coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste at a selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico! Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Mexican food you like.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's Liberty HealthShare.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Sam Peters joining us, candidate for Congress, CD4. And I know there are two things that people running for office look for. They look for endorsements, but more than that, they look for fundraising. You had a good last quarter.
We did. We had a really good last quarter, and we're doing well this quarter as well.
Is that something you got to do every day?
All the time. Yes. So if there's listeners out there that want to like what they're hearing and like what our platform is, and you can find that on sampeters4congress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. And if you want to get involved, make a donation, you can do that right from the page, super quick and easy.
The other thing is endorsements. You're starting to rack up some name brand endorsements.
We are. We are doing well, and we're very proud of it. Joe Brown, who is kind of a legend here in Nevada and has streets named after him here in Las Vegas, has officially endorsed us, and we're incredibly proud of that. He's a veteran of the Marine Corps, and he's put his weight behind us, and we're very appreciative of that.
I want to ask you, you've got some other people, including judges and people like that. Why is that important to you?
Third party recognition is always important in any business, and obviously in politics. When voters don't know you, but they know the people that have made a name for themselves are behind you, it gives you a little bit of credibility. And you know, you mentioned the judge Don Mosley. He spent 33 years on the 8th District Court bench here in Nevada, in Clark County, the longest running stint by any judge in history of Nevada. He's behind us. He's formally endorsed us. We're, again, incredibly proud of those
and,
two.
And I want to ask you, because having been a part of the military, mm-hmm. And having served proudly and having deployed and all of that, I want to ask you, when you get a decorated veteran, mm-hmm. that endorses your candidacy, that's got to mean a little more than just a normal endorsement.
It's pretty incredible. You know, military folks can endorse while they're in the military. Once they retire, they certainly can. Lieutenant General Buck Bedard is a retired Marine Corps 3-star general. He has come out for our campaign as well. If you know anything about the Marines and Marine Corps generals, you got to work for it. And they got to really be behind you. And again, we're proud of that one. Another one, Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon he wrote a book called The Enemies Within, talks about the U.S. government and the enemies that are going against us, that are within our government. He's a political activist as well. He was a speaker at the Nye County Reagan Day dinner, and he loved our speech, and he's come out and he's supporting us as well.
I want to ask you, because this to me is what I think people are going to be listening for, and that is you have announced a plan to clean up Congress. Which I think, and it's like most of what you do, it is thorough, it is fact-based. But you came up with a plan that I thought that just, it stopped me in my tracks. Can you talk a little bit about that plan to clean up Congress? Because more and more, I hear people that say, a pox on both your houses, this thing is screwed up.
Yeah, you ask, what are we hearing when we travel around? What are people saying? This is cleaning up Congress and making sure that our representatives are living the way we have to live is always a big topic. It's also a big one in the social media realms as well. So, you know, some of the things on here, you know, past term limits. Term limits for Congress. I've signed the term limits pledge. I was one of the first candidates, if not the first candidate in this district to do that this go-around. Congressional pay raises. You know, one of the things that Congress tried to do again this year. They haven't passed a budget in 20-plus years. But they've tried to get themselves another pay raise this year, things like that. And you know, there's one on here. You know, cut congressional pay 50% in any year they don't pass a budget. You know, let's hold our feet to the fire. You know, I'm running for Congress, and I would live to that. If I was part of a team that was unable to do my job, I want you to cut my pay, because you sent me there to do a job. You know, so those are just a few. There's, you know, that can be, you can find the whole plan. There's 11 or so of them, and it's on my website at sampeters4congress.com. You can see it on there. You know, congressional perks. You know, we should not be giving Congress people perks that are not available to everyday citizens. I just don't think that's the way it was intended for our leaders to represent us.
So tell me what is ahead. What lies ahead for Sam Peters and your race in CD4? I'm assuming you're going to be knocking doors within the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Tell me what the path to victory is going to look like over the course, well, between now and the first of the year.
Well, so between now and the first of the year, we've got Christmas coming up. So holiday season, happy Merry Christmas to everybody out there and to you as well. We're going to be knocking doors. In fact, I'm going out this week a couple of times. We've actually already started knocking doors. I believe we're up to somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 doors knocked already.
Wow.
And we're not going to slow down. In fact, we're going to continue ramping that up through the primary. We've got large goals. My team is we meet every week via teleconference, and we go over what our goals are, how we're going to unfold, and the path to victory. You know, I'm going to hold a little bit of that because I know there's some folks listening, but we're going to win, and we have to be out talking not only to Republicans, but we also have to position ourselves with the independent and those soft Democrats that are looking for somebody to actually represent them. Hello, my name is Sam Peters. Happy to do that for you. We need to position ourselves with them so when we get into the general, they will vote for us. And I think we're doing that. We're doing that very well, and we're going to continue doing it. Like I said, we're ramping up along the way.
Sam, it is always good to have you in studio. Thank you so much. Be safe out there as the weather gets a little dicier. I'm assuming CD4 becomes a little more arduous for you.
Yeah.
If folks want to contribute, if they want to put up yard signs, they want to volunteer, where do they go?
SamPeters4Congress.com. SamPeters, the number 4Congress.com. All of those opportunities are available. Send me a note. Send me a donation. We'll touch base. I promise. I look forward to representing the folks in CD4. Thank you.
Sam, thank you, man. Sam Peters, runner for Congress in CD4. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up next. You get a chance to weigh in on what it is that matters to you. 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages are lower in afternoon trading, with the Dow on track for its biggest point and percentage drop since October, following disappointing reports on manufacturing and construction. Shares of several steel and aluminum producers are higher today, following news of the president's plans to restore tariffs on imports of metals from Brazil and Argentina. And T-Mobile has activated the first nationwide 5G network in the U.S., reaching 200 million people in 5,000 communities. T-Mobile says its new service covers 60% of the population in an area of over 1 million square miles, much of that in rural America. And Starbucks is launching its latest limited-time beverage, Irish Cream Cold Brew. An iced Starbucks cold brew coffee flavored with Irish cream syrup topped with vanilla sweet cream, cold foam, and cocoa powder. Around half of U.S. Starbucks beverage sales are cold drinks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's wrong for House Democrats to hold an impeachment hearing Wednesday when he'll be in London for a NATO summit.
This is one of the most important journeys that we make as president.
President Trump there before getting on the helicopter to start his trip. The Supreme Court's heard arguments in the first gun rights law challenge it's heard in 9 years.
The justices are considering a New York City ban preventing gun owners from transporting licensed handguns outside the city to take to a shooting range, a competition, or a second home outside the city. After the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, however, both the city and New York State changed existing legislation, effectively ending that ban. So first, the Supreme Court must decide if there's a challenge worth wading into or if the case is moot.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Chicago's police superintendent Eddie Johnson is fired. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says for ethical lapses, he was found asleep at the wheel of his SUV in October. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Trish Regan from Fox Business. My first investment? Baseball cards at the age of 7. And now I am on the front lines of history.
I'm Lou Dobbs. When our government makes decisions, our very lives are at stake. And I'm invested in keeping America informed about it all.
I'm Kennedy. This is a country where we can speak our minds. And I'm invested in making sure people know what's going on so they can speak theirs.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Check it out right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It's my name. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It was amazing what happened over the weekend, that we've got all of these, these presidential wannabes that are slowly but surely fading into the sunset. Let's go to cut six. This is Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, was on with Chuck Todd, and defending what could only be termed a failing presidential campaign. This is Cut 6. Amy Klobuchar on trying to stay in the race.
Let me talk about your race. It seems as if right now everybody is focused on everybody's flaws. All the reasons why none of you can unite the Democratic Party, why none of you can do this, and you've got this problem, and this candidate's got that problem. It's only a focus on the warts. Is this damaging long term?
We will come together. You know, we are not like the Republican Party, where they say, he says jump, and they say how high, and no one says the emperor has no clothes. Our party's going to have a debate about issues, but I am the candidate from the very beginning that said we have to cross the river of of our divides. When I announced on that river in the middle of that blizzard, I'm the candidate that said I don't want to be the president for half of America, but all of America. And I have set a very clear path that we will have divides, but I am where the people are. And that means that I have big, bold ideas. No one has a monopoly on good ideas, but I am the one that will unite this party.
What's the criticism of your campaign so far that's resonated the most with you, that you think, you know what, that's fair, I'm trying to change?
Well, I think it would always be nice to get in more money, and we have. You know, they're always saying, oh, you haven't raised as much money as some of these other guys. Well, I'm not as well known. Since those last debates, we've taken over $2 million in at one instance online from regular people in 6 days. So we are expanding. We're opening more offices in Iowa. We're opening more offices and adding staff in New Hampshire and in the other early states. And that's because the momentum's on our side. And I'm never going to be able to compete with two billionaires. That is true. I'm not going to be able to buy this 30-some million dollar ad buy.
You seem particularly insulted by Bloomberg Century. No, I mean, and I understand of other, but look, this is your space. You're saying, hey, I'm the compromise. I'm the one that if Biden falters, and all of a sudden, hey, you're getting into my space. That's what you sounded like.
Well, it is more about money and politics for me. I have admiration for the work that he's done. But I don't buy this argument that you get in because you say, oh, everyone else sucks. I just don't. I think we have strong candidates. I don't think that any of the polling or the numbers show that people are dissatisfied with all their candidates. They're just trying to pick the right one. So my case is to make that it's me. I'm the one from the beginning that has set that path, that you look people in the eyes, you tell them the truth, that no, we're not going to give free college to everyone, but we're going to match our economy with the jobs and the education system that we have. I'm the one that is the only one on the stage that didn't get on that bill for kicking people off their current health insurance in 4 years.
Michael Bloomberg, if he doesn't qualify, if you don't ever get to debate him, but he ends up winning a nomination.
That can't happen. I mean, he's got to debate people, and he also has to get out there. You know, I didn't see him out there in the middle of that snowstorm 3 days ago in Iowa. I was out there, and people turned out. People turned out in big numbers wherever we went. And that's because that's why we have early states, so that people are able to meet the candidates, and they're able to make a good decision. It cannot be all about money, or rich people would be running and winning in every Senate race in the country. That's not what happens.
I want you to hear from John Kennedy. John Kennedy is a senator from Louisiana and was on with Chuck Todd. And Chuck Todd tried to get him to walk back some comments he made a couple of weeks ago on Ukraine meddling in U.S. elections. Just so you know, there were members of their government that wrote op-ed pieces in American newspapers calling out then candidate Donald J. Trump. So they were trying to meddle in our elections. This is cut four. This is John Kennedy with Chuck Todd. And again, Chuck Todd tried to get him to walk it back. He would not do it.
You appeared on a show last Sunday, and you walked back a comment that you made there. Can you explain what you misstated and what you wanted to fix, what part of the record you wanted to correct?
Sure. I walked it back because I was wrong.
About
Chris
what?
Wallace was interviewing me. I'm sorry?
About what? What were you wrong about?
Well, Chris Wallace was interviewing me, and he asked me a question. I answered it. I thought he had asked me if Ukraine had meddled in the 2016 election. He didn't. He asked me if Ukraine was responsible for hacking the DNC computer, which is, of course, a form of meddling. I went back and looked at the transcript, and I realized Chris was right, and I was wrong, so I said I was wrong.
The issue of conflating what Ukraine did and what Russia did has been, I think, at the heart of some of the criticism you've received. Michael Gerson, who's no liberal columnist in the Washington Post, certainly not a fan of President Trump either, I'll grant you that. But here's what he wrote about your appearance. He said this: politicians such as Kennedy must know the truth about Russia aggression, but still they choose to suck up to the president by reflecting his mania and sharing his blind spots. Loyalty to Trump among Republicans is proved by the loosening of all other loyalties to truth, to honesty, and to the national good. By this measure, Kennedy is profoundly loyal to the president. Simply uttering this conflation on Ukraine and Russia, the inference is you're doing the president's dirty work here. Do you accept that criticism?
Well, I like Michael Gerson. I haven't met him, but I know he's a smart guy, and I read his columns now and again. I disagree with him. I think both Russia and Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. I think it's been well documented in the Financial Times, in Politico, in The Economist, in The Washington Examiner, even on CBS, that the Prime Minister of Ukraine, the Interior Minister, the Ukrainian Ambassador to the United States, the head of the Ukrainian Anti-Corruption League, all meddled in the election on social media and otherwise. They worked with a DNC operative.
Did you
against the president?
All right,
can I make one more point, Chuck?
Sure.
Can I make one more point?
Yeah.
In fact, in December of 2018, a Ukrainian court ruled that Ukrainian officials had violated Ukrainian law by meddling in our election, and that was reported in the New York Times.
It's why I love John Kennedy. The guy just makes so much sense. No, he really does. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, PIBCOA. Now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery for later in December. You don't have to live with chronic pain, regardless of why you have the chronic pain. Make that pain go away. Call PIBCOA right now. Summer's waiting to take your call. 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people, but these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. So good to have you with us. Doug Collins is a rising star in the Republican Party. In fact, the president's trying to get the governor of Georgia to name, to appoint Doug Collins, a member of Congress, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, as the next senator. Johnny Isaacson is retiring at the end of the year. So he will be ending his tenure as a U.S. senator. He's got some health issues. And Doug Collins has been politicking, and the president has acknowledged him as his choice for filling that seat. The governor of the state of Georgia doesn't want to do it. But I want you to hear, let's go to cut three. Because on the Sunday shows, he was on Fox News Sunday. Let's go to cut three. This is Doug Collins. The president must be allowed to present evidence in his own defense before the House Judiciary Committee. This was Doug Collins yesterday, Fox News Sunday.
If you want to show one side, then also show the other side as we go along with this. President Trump has always been concerned about foreign aid. He's always been concerned about what's going on in the Ukraine and in Europe, and how is Europe participating, and how our tax dollars. The question is, though, if we're looking at corruption, does it matter who's involved? That's the problem in the policy issue that got discussed in Intel. He was looking at the corruption part of this, and yes, if the Bidens were involved, then they would have been a part of that. But the problem is there's never a discussion in Intel that we saw, as I just pointed out, several key fact witnesses who actually said there was no conditioning on this. So you can put reporters up or not.
But let me ask you, if I, because we're about to run out of time. July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. He never mentions corruption in Ukraine. He never mentions Burisma. He just mentions investigate two Americans, and he names them, Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Okay. Again, if you look at the call itself, there was an overall discussion which had been had previously by others in discussion with Ukraine. And also just go back to the fact of the president looks after our tax dollars and the president's looking out for the fact, was there problems there? When we look at this process, we do not see a president who conditioned anything. He just wanted the facts, whether it be 2016 election, whether we're looking at of what was happening. He was looking at the fact of, is there corruption? So I do not spend dollars that I don't need to spend in the Ukraine because of corruption that was still there.
Okay,
this is an issue.
Let me just ask you a thought experiment. Just bear with me for a minute. Okay. If you believed that the president had used the power of his office to try to get Ukraine to interfere with our elections, if you believed that, would that be an impeachable offense?
I do not believe it, so that I'm not going to answer a hypothetical in which is designed to simply say that the president did something improper. Chris, he did nothing improper. There was nothing about a problematic giving aid to another country in which you're talking about corruption, which he's required to do by law. And it just so happened that a presidential candidate's son, who was getting a massive amount of money from a company that had been under investigation, in which even other witnesses that have been favorable, quote, to the Democrats in the investigation, have said needed to be looked at. This is a problem of overall proportion, but there's nothing here that the president did wrong. And this is the thing that we're going to move forward on.
Doug Collins is a stud. And I really hope that the governor of Georgia will think twice. Because this is a guy that's eventually going to run for the Senate from Georgia. I don't think there's any question about that. Another big name that is speaking up, and in fact was on with, where was this? Martha Raddatz. This is Cut 7. And I want you to hear Tom McClintock. Tom McClintock is a congressman from California and was on with Martha Raddatz yesterday. He is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. And he defended the president. It was a full-throated defense of the president. This is Cut 7. Tom McClintock from the People's Republic of California, believe it or not.
The New York Times also reported this week that the president knew about the whistleblower complaint in August, before he released the military aid in early September, which would mean when Trump spoke to Gordon Sondland in September, he was well aware of what was going on. So there, when he said there was no quid pro quo, he would have to have been aware of that complaint. What's your response to that?
Well, the implication is that this is an admission of guilt because the president found out about the whistleblower complaint and then immediately released the aid. That's not what happened. Several weeks went by before that aid was released. Now, remember, under our Constitution, the president has sole authority to.
But he specifically mentioned there was no quid pro quo to Sondland
in that phone call.
And there, Could he be covering his tracks?
And among all of the testimony of the handpicked witnesses that the Democrats have heard for 2 weeks in public hearings, not one was told that there was a quid pro quo. The only conclusions that they came to were supposition and impressions they got reading the New York Times. But remember, the president conducts our foreign policy. He's commanded to take care that the laws be faithfully enforced. And the National Defense Authorization Act, which authorized aid to Ukraine in the first place, requires that the administration determine that that country is taking steps to combat corruption before he releases the aid. As I read his conversation with Zelensky, that's exactly what he was doing.
When you defend the president and think about these hearings, is there anything in your mind that the president did involving Ukraine that is wrong or that concerns you in any way?
Well, he didn't use the delicate language of diplomacy in that conversation. That's true. He also doesn't use the smarmy talk of politicians. What you hear from Donald J. Trump is the blunt talk of a Manhattan businessman. He says what he means. He means what he says. That's the only thing that's remarkable about that conversation. But he was entirely within his constitutional authority and was following the statute that Congress adopted.
I have a healthy respect for Tom McClintock. He runs for Congress in a decidedly Democrat state, and he somehow wins. Don't ask me how he does it, but he does. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back up that claim with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. Or check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. What is going to be happening tomorrow? Tomorrow we will preview the Wednesday... I don't even know what you call it. It's called an impeachment hearing, but it's going to deal only with the House Judiciary Committee and academics, the academic side of impeachment. You know, what constitutes an impeachable offense? Does Ukraine... Does that telephone call, does that constitute a grounds for impeachment? What about Russian collusion, of which the Mueller report said there was nothing there? Russian collusion? Nah, sorry, doesn't qualify. But we'll tackle that tomorrow. That is the Wednesday hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. Hope you had a great day. Until we join you tomorrow, my name is Kevin Wall. Thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of Mark and Ashley and Andrew and our entire crew, anybody I'm missing today? I'm sorry, Bentley. But Bentley didn't come in today. Sorry. For our entire crew, thanks so much for joining us. Live and Local Now. Your eyes, girl, look inside, girl, let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
APET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.